watched out of the corner of his vision. He had no idea what the old man was planning, and fervently hoped he wasn't off again on a daydream trip to the good old days. Mildred stared at her watch in triumph.
22! Yes!
What?
Ryan swerved past the remains of a stone fence. A plastic sign was still in place, but any words had long been abraded off by the windblown sands. The physician tapped her wrist.
The laser only fires once every 22 seconds. I've been timing it.
Must have to recharge between shots. Probably why we're still here.
Mildred, tell me every 21 seconds.
Done.
Mildred intently studied her watch.
Now!
Ryan savagely threw the Leviathan to the left. There was no explosion.
A miss! It works! You're a genius, Millie!
This only buys us time, and not much of that.
Found it!
Doc reappeared with a squat tube sealed at both ends and covered with writing.
Now, this should do the job.
We have a bazooka?
Dean kept a hand braced against the ceiling to keep from falling over.
A law. A light anti-tank weapon.
Doc extended the launch tube. The sights automatically popped up, and the trigger button slid into view. Ryan skirted a copse of dead trees.
You can't launch a law in here! The backrush will fry us!
That's why I'm going out on the roof.
What?
It is the only way.
Doc pulled over a crate and climbed on top, one hand holding the law, while the other clawed at the ceiling panels. They were easily removed, exposing an internal web of bracings and a veined metal hatch. He undid the latch, and the hatch was almost yanked out of his grip by the wind of their speed.
Hold on!
Leviathan jerked to the left, the right, slowed, spun in a half circle, then lurched forward again. Jack left the ammo bin and moved over to grab Doc's leg and help him stay standing.
But if the missile doesn't work?
The law is meant for tanks. It'll punch straight through solid steel.
What if its armor is too thick?
No one had anything to say in response. Once more, Leviathan bounced over a gully, with boxes and cans tumbling freely about the interior. Jack lost his grip on Doc, and momentarily the elderly man dangled from the roof, his legs kicking to find support.
Sorry.
Jack rose from his knees to grab Doc again.
Hold on tighter, Jack! I need stability!
Ryan, can you give him a combat stretch?
No! We hold still for a second, and that thing will core us like an apple!
Counting steadily, Mildred watched as the Ranger bounded into view.
21!
Ryan dodged. The rainbow formed, and Leviathan shuddered with sledgehammer force. Doc cried out, and everybody heard the whoosh of the light anti-tank weapon launch as he fell to the floor.
I missed!
Doc climbed to his feet. Frustration distorted his features into a grimace.
It cannot be done. The terrain is too rugged.
What was that explosion?
Mildred raised her fists and lowered fingers in a steady count.
It sounded a lot louder than the others.
He looked backward.
Our Hummer! It's still there, but the supplies are on fire!
Christy angled her sideview mirror to see better. A huge bonfire was trailing the tank, gouts of flame blowing out in wild directions as cans of the condensed fuel ignited. There was a constant barrage of popping sounds as their precious cargo of ammo started cooking off in the growing inferno. JV rushed to the rear blaster port.
Shit! We've got plastique in there! The heat won't set that off. Plast burns easy and is as harmless as charcoal. But if a bullet hits a warm block of C4 just right, the resulting blast will open this thing like a cheap sardine can.
Dropping his vest of ammo, Dean took a deep breath and then slid aside the locking bolt of the rear door. Cinching his belt tight, the boy shoved the metal portal open. The wind buffeted him, and he grabbed the jam for support. A chain from their bumper stretched to the bonfire on wheels. The windshield was gone, burning liquid dripped off the side panels, munitions rocketing every way, and fiery orange tongues licking insanely at the sky. Even with the wind coursing around the sides of the tank, the heat reaching was tremendous.
Can't see the Ranger! Flames are too thick!
21!
The Hummer blossomed with another detonation of deafening proportions.
It's still there!
Guido, what in hell are you doing?
Christie's crimson hair splayed out in a corona as the boy stepped onto the motorcycle ramp, one hand clutching the door handle. A bullet zinged past them.
Gotta reach the chain and dump the Hummer. He's the lightest. Doc, grab a seatbelt and hold on to me. I'll grab Dean by the waist.
Jack tried to push his way through.
Me, stronger than Dean.
But I'm the lightest. Now do as I say!
For a split second, Dean sounded exactly like his father.
Get back in here and close that bastard door.
But Dad, we gotta
get
it.
No, boy.
The door was closed in sullen obedience, locked tight. Ryan growled as he spat on each palm, one hand at a time.
Grab seats. This is gonna be rough.
Rocking the steering wheel, Leviathan began to fishtail. Again and again, Ryan jerked the wheel as if wrestling with an invisible opponent. The tank brutally swayed, boxes bursting from the storage cabinets. Doc went sprawling, his sword stick nearly impaling its owner. Everybody else desperately clung to their seats. Ryan appeared to be seriously trying to remove the steering wheel when the ride suddenly smoothed out and the vehicle lunged ahead with renewed speed.
Trailer's loose. Chain snapped.
Christy's ribs were aching from the tight safety harness across her chest.
And the Ranger?
Mildred hugged the Remington for support. Ryan glanced behind.
Can't tell.
Then he saw the flaming wreckage of the Hummer explode, a million flaming bits spraying everywhere as the indomitable Ranger plowed straight through the conflagration, neither wavering nor slowing.
Still there. There's nothing left between us and it but air.
21!
His temples throbbing, Ryan danced the heavy Leviathan once more. He couldn't keep this pace forever. His arms were sore from the unaccustomed strain, and every time Mildred called out the mark, he damn near jumped out of his skin.
Any ideas?
Tell you when I get one.
Just then, steady streams of tracers stitched the air on either side of Leviathan.
Bracket fire!
Trying to hold us still for a clean kill.
The hell with that!
JB cranked a hand wheel to traverse the starboard 40mm rapid-fire cannon. Jack centered the crosshairs mounted on the end of the stubby barrel on the tank chasing them, flipped the safety with his thumb, and pulled the primary trigger. A stuttering line of bright streaks reached out from his weapon, and the 40mm high-explosive shells peppered the enemy non-stop. Lumps of mud were blown away, exposing the gleaming alloy hull underneath.
21!
Ryan pounded with pain as he forced Leviathan to the right, then slowed in a sharply banking curve. Arcing to the left, he charged forward once more, his face white and sweaty.
What is it?
Nothing. I'm okay.
His trembling left hand clutched his right biceps. The cramp was getting worse, almost unbearable. Ryan said nothing. However, Christy knew he was lying. Leviathan weighed many tons, and with no power steering, the physical strain of combat driving the Colossus was taking its toll on the man. The indomitable warrior that he was, Ryan was clearly becoming exhausted. Decision made, Christy released her seatbelt, but then paused. The bulky radar console stood prominently between them, piles of spent shells from the 40mm weapon rolling about loose on the floor, and Ryan himself was strapped tight in his seat and jammed behind the wheel. There was no way for her to replace the man without stopping the vehicle and letting him climb out. Muttering a prayer to the Earth Goddess, Christy reached out a hand and touched the bare skin on his neck. Ryan jerked at the contact. He could hear her humming something soft and soothing. Almost instantly he felt better, more alert, even stronger. The terrible cramp in his arm disappeared as if it had never existed. Releasing him, Christy dropped into her seat, seemingly exhausted. The chattering of the Vulcan cannon stopped. Jack cleared the breech feed.
Reload! No armor, Pearson! Need anti-personnel!
JB paused at the ammo bin.
Shotgun rounds?
Do it!
Doc went to the other 40mm cannon.
I understand, lad. Good plan. Let us go for it.
It took both JB and Dean to hoist the bulky belt of 40mm shells into the feeder mechanism of the Vulcan. Jack slammed shut the lid, cocked the hammer bolt, and steadied the weapon dead on their pursuer.
On my call! Slow! Stop for a sec!
Veering past a rain gully, Ryan almost turned at that, but restrained himself.
You gone suicidal?
Homicidal.
Doc struggled to load his cannon by himself. Ryan heard the urgency in the teenager's voice and considered the request. Survival was paramount. Jack had an idea. It was worth a chance.
Now!
Jack fired. Straightening the wheels, Ryan slammed on the brakes. The nose of Leviathan almost plowed into the ground as it pitched forward. Everything loose inside hurtled to the front, nearly burying Mildred and Christy. Underneath, the multiple wheels squealed in protest as friction and inertia battled hydraulics. Bucking and shuddering, the mammoth tank ground to a stop and only a couple of dozen yards. slowing its pace over the uneven ground, the Ranger paused and leveled its laser straight at them. Even as Lion started moving again, Jack expended ammo as if it was limitless. The majority of the shells